God's word for our consideration this evening, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to guide us on our walk of life in Jesus Christ, is from the Gospel according to St. John at the 19th chapter. This is a portion of the crucifixion. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, saying, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." So far, God's word for our consideration this evening. As you think about your life, I want you to think about the end of your life. I want you to think about death tonight. I want you to think about the emotions we have when someone that is close to us, or even a neighbor or a friend, dies. And we've got this pattern that we follow. We have a visitation, either the night before the funeral or an hour or two before the funeral on the day of the funeral. We set up those times so that people can come and visit. To visit family. And it's our tradition, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, we usually have the casket or the stand with the remains standing on it, on a table, and the family is standing there. And we usually have this line that comes through. And as we do, each person talks or doesn't talk, shakes hands or doesn't shake hands, hugs or doesn't hug, but tries to say some words of comfort and strength. We have had this tradition for years. And some people, it's uncomfortable. Some people don't know what to say. I usually tell people that you don't need to say anything. You're there as comfort and strength for the family. It seems that's what our tradition is. And it's really bringing death into our own personal space. We begin to think about it. I have a daughter-in-law, Erin, who has an aunt who likes to do these genealogy things. And so she did this genealogy thing on the male side of the Figge family. And she said, "Scott, you know, your dad died young." I said, "Yeah, maybe before his 65th. Well, his dad died in his 30s. And his dad died in his 50s. Scott, we gotta keep you healthy." Well, when God wants to call me home, he's going to call me home. And then the pattern of death, visitation, comfort will continue. And it continues throughout all of our lives because there's not one person in this room, not one person that you know, that you talk to, that you have any kind of contact with, will live forever on this earth. We are all going to die. And we're all going to die because of one thing. And that one thing is sin. A three-letter word doesn't really think that it's powerful, but it is. Because each and every one of us has committed sin. We have committed sin against our spouse. We have committed sin against our neighbor, our friends. We have committed sin that we know, and we have committed sins that we don't know or don't remember. But there's one that remembers, or could remember, and that's God. And yet God tells us through his word that he will forgive us and remember our sins no more. He cancels them. He pushes them away. And he pushes them away because of what happened on Good Friday. The trials have taken place. Jesus has been taken to Caiaphas. Caiaphas says he doesn't want to have anything to do with Jesus except have him killed. They take him to Pilate, back to Herod, back to Pilate. Jesus is weary. But you know something about this whole passion history? Jesus went on this journey willfully, on his own, except for a few missteps in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he said, "Lord, if this cup may not pass from me, but thy will be done." A few missteps there, but Jesus knew that he was going to die on Calvary for the sins of the world, for your sins, for my sins. The sins of greed and envy, pride, hostility, anger, and all of those things we want to hide from God and each other, Jesus was put to death for us. That's what these words are so strong about. They crucified him. They put him to death. Not just like two Roman gladiators in the arena. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross and lifted that cross up with a big thud. Agony. Jesus protesting. My God, why have you forsaken me? I read a devotion this morning from Lutheran Church Charities that I get every day. And I can't remember the gal who wrote this, but she wrote, "Easter is a fine time for us because it's all about victory. It's about the triumphant victory of Jesus giving us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. But before that comes Good Friday. And I don't want to attend any services over Good Friday because all they talk is about is death and dying." And she went on to say, "But you know, you go to Easter on Sunday morning and not even knowing or even feeling what happened on Good Friday, Easter seems to be hallowed, seems not to have that same word of victory." And that's what tonight is all about, is remembering that Jesus went to the cross for us, that Jesus' death means life for us, because God had a plan. And God's plan was that to give eternal life to the children whom he loves, it comes at a drastic price. And Peter reminds us that Christ didn't die give his life because of gold and silver, but he poured out his blood for the sins of his God's people. And so this night is so tremendously needed in our lives to know what Christ went for us. You see, society and world wants us put that away because it's terrible to talk about. it's terrible to think about. Death is terrible, and I don't want to die. I don't think I've ever met anyone that really wants to die. But we know we will die. Paul said, the wages of sin is death. And that's our death. But within the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is life eternal and forgiveness of sins that Christ gives to each one of us because he wants us to know the triumph over the grave, over death, over hopelessness, over all those things. We are given life in Jesus. And it's just not something that's got glasses or bumps or bruises or the inability to walk or the shingles that mars one's head. Everything will be glorified. We will live in a glorified body because of Jesus, because of his death on the cross and his triumphant victory over death on Easter morning. We have been given that life and forgiveness of sins. And we've been given the ability now to share that with other people, to share the victorious life that Christ gives to each one of us because he was crucified for us. So the death that Jesus suffered was suffered for us to give us bountiful life and bountiful forgiveness of sins. In Christ's holy name, amen.